I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, with conductor Alejandro Gomez Giung, presents His Story, Her Story at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, 6 o'clock, Sunday, May 14th. Music of Sibelius, Copland, Stamitz, and Rimsky-Korsakov. Our guest is the concertmaster, Kit Boulding, who will be the featured solo violinist for the Scheherazade, the Her Story. Kit, thanks very much for joining us. I'm looking at the first piece, A Spring Song by Sibelius. I'm assuming that's his story and her story for the season.
Yes, everybody's story.
Then comes Copland's Lincoln Portrait, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Then a viola concerto, Viola Out Front, music of a composer named Stamitz, with soloist Maeve Whelan. Who's Maeve Whelan?
She's a young violist in town. She played beautifully in the competition, in the concerto competition that we had. She's extremely poised, extremely accomplished. She's a student of Mimi Zweig.
I understand that you were a Mimi Zweig violinist at one point.
Yes, I grew up in town and Mimi was my teacher.
Now, you're the soloist for Scheherazade, perhaps the Her Story, a young woman who basically saves her life. And you've described her as a person with too little power facing someone with too much power.
Yes, as is often the case. She was marrying the Sultan, who was killing a wife night after night. And the way she saved her life was through keeping him interested with stories. And eventually, he was interested enough, he recognized her as a human being and not an object to be disposed of.
And Rimsky-Korsakov took some of these and came up with a suite that features you.
Yes, the violin solo is the voice of Scheherazade, and the recurring theme that comes back framing four different stories loosely associated with tales from the Arabian Nights, one being Sinbad and the Sea. And so definitely as I'm playing it, I'm thinking of the ocean waves and the drama of the ocean.
As you're playing the other parts, are you thinking of those stories as well, or is it the music that's carrying you?
Loosely, I have some images of those stories, but much is just the drawing out and weaving of these beautiful, beautiful melodies.
I said we'd be getting back to Copland's Lincoln Portrait, and I'm really delighted that I'm going to get a chance to narrate it, following in the footsteps of, people like Katharine Hepburn, among others, and also Indiana's Governor Doc Otis Bowen, who did it with one of the IU symphonies. As we think about his story, her story, it seems in some ways really that there's a parallel between Scheherazade fighting for her life against really a person with perhaps too much power, and also the forces that Lincoln was addressing as he talks about kings who lorded over their subjects and one race that enslaves another.
I love the balance of these two pieces and the connection between them. And really with the his story, her story, I think it's nice to think about it as their story. They're talking about the same thing. They're trying to right injustice.
Kit Boulding, the concertmaster for the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, the orchestra conducted by Alejandro Gomez Giung, performs in the Buskirk Chumley Theater Sunday, May 14th. Early concert at 6 on the program, A Spring Song by Sibelius, The Lincoln Portrait of Aaron Copland, a viola concerto with the winner of the 2017 Youth Concerto Competition, and Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.